Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. We're into part 63 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. This is program number 165. If you'd like to have a copy of it, we'll give you the information as how to receive it. Four different ways at the end of this program. But right now, and we have some letters to read and possibly other things and some writings that I've done. So right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask the Lord to anoint this service outwardly. Heavenly Father, You've anointed us inwardly. Now anoint me outwardly, Lord. Your Spirit is in me. And this Spirit, it was necessary for me to be in the ministry to have the outward anointing as well. And that was the baptism of the Holy Spirit that fills me out, that anoints me outwardly and fills me inwardly with Your Spirit. Lord, take over everything in this service. At this moment, You're reminding me of what I heard Mr. Bush say today. He stated, when people are wanting to have a person in his administration resign, and he refuses to do it, he says, I know what the newspapers say. I know what the I read the newspapers. I know what the television is saying. I listen to television. I watch it, and I know what the people of the United States are saying. But still, I'm in charge. I'm the boss. One moment, Father, he's saying that this government is run by we the people. Now he told us just a few minutes ago that he's a dictator. And he's the dictator's front, actually. He's just a little puppet. Everybody can tell that he doesn't have any knowledge, really, of any value whatsoever. But he just got through saying that he's a dictator, and we the people, we don't amount. There's no democracy. We're living under a dictatorship. And he's not telling us that the Pope is dictating to him what to do, and the people don't. Remember that I've read many statements, and I've told you, because this Father is in me. Father, You're in me, and I'm sitting with You, Jesus, who is also the Father and the Holy Spirit in heavenly places. And that You tell me things that other people don't hear, because they're not sitting there with You. And it's so wonderful for me to be able to hear what You're saying, Father, because the minute Mr. Bush said that, You said he's a dictator. But a lot of people think he's a big, powerful man, but he is not. He's a puppet sitting on the lap of the Pope and doing exactly what the Pope is telling him to do. He takes all the heat, and he's willing to do so, because his God is not You, Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit. His God is a man, and dirty old man in Rome. Just a man, that's all. And Lord, You tell us that there's nothing in man, especially only those that have You in them. And so, Father, in order to bind Satan here on earth, you also told me that something extremely important. I want to several years ago they were going to kill us. The government was going to kill every single person in the church, and You told me to get out of the church and live somewhere else. And then You told me to split the church, the people in the church, up all over the country and out of the United States as well, like Mexico and Canada, so that, because if we were all on one piece of property, which they like to call a compound, that they would kill every single one of us. So I did what You said, and we're still alive. This is going back 24 years ago. Yeah, 24 years ago. And Father, I'm so happy to know you and that you know me and that you take care of me. Well, this is one of the benefits, just one of the millions of benefits that people that know you benefit from. I moved out of there, and I moved to separate the church into many factions. And now there's actually hundreds of factions of it, and thousands of factions of this church, and there's no way they can destroy this church because I'm under your control. And I did what you said. And soon after that, they murdered almost all the people at Waco. They got David Koresh, they got his wife or wives, and also his children and the children elsewhere. And so those of you that Lord, that are listening need to know the reasoning of why it's excellent to know you and to know because you know us and we're your children, and you don't want your children murdered before the time. And I had no idea that they were going to do that. And then when they put me in prison on false charges, I was at the Fayetteville jail, and the sheriffs over there said, "You're Waco too." And I told him, "No, we'll never be Waco too, because my church is everywhere. I mean, we're in every state. We're in every country now. And there's no way that this Satan can kill all of us in one swat like he did at Waco." So I just pray that the people in the world and the people in the churches will receive salvation because of the benefits of being born again of the Spirit, be sitting with you in heavenly places by the Spirit. You surely do talk, Lord. And then it came out just about, I think it was 3 to 5 years ago, from John Peeler, that he said that he was one that was hired to assassinate me. And then when we moved and split up all over the place, this is when they tried to recruit him to go and kill David Koresh and his people. But the Lord told me, and he didn't tell me to. I never knew David Koresh. Father, you know that. I didn't know any part of him or who he was or what the Branch Davidian was. But I know now that it's a split off from the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and that they were not a cult. They should not have been messing around with guns, but there is the U.S. Constitution, which Mr. Bush does not pay any attention to, because his God, the Pope, who is also the actual incarnation of the devil is living in him, he listens to that devil, and so therefore he is of the devil. He said that he will do whatever the Pope wants him to do. And so that's really bad, because today, what is today's date, everyone? The 18th of April. It just came over the radio that he says, "I know this, I know that, I see the news, I see all these people complaining, Father." And he said, "But I'm the boss, I'm in charge, and I'm going to do whatever I want to do." It's no longer a democracy. All this talk about a democracy, Father, that they're going over to make a democracy, when we know, you've told me, that they're nothing but a stinking dictatorship. And Lord, I am revealing this because you said, you commanded me to bind whatsoever I bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And therefore, Father, I ask you now that I've exposed this demonic thing called democracy, which is really dictatorship. Mr. Bush says, I hate dictatorship unless I'm the dictator. And he knows he's not the dictator, but he's taken his orders from Rome, from the devil himself. And so you people, they're not going to fire this man. If this is a democracy, then why don't you rise up, you the people, get your point across and bind him. And you news media, if you're not of the devil yourself, Father, then I'm exposing them, because they're not going to expose the fact that these people are satanic, but I'm exposing them. And that's why I have a big, big edge on the news, because I'm getting the news directly from you. You are the one that is the big news man. You are God. You know everything that's going to happen before it ever happens. You, Father, stated that you know the end at the same time that you knew the beginning. You know that these people are going to fry in the lake of fire forever, and they're going to be screaming their heads off for torment. But Lord, I ask that they're putting so many people in danger, and they're justifying this fabricated war and all these other fabrications of war. And they said that Koresh was dangerous. What was he doing that was dangerous to you and I, you people out there in the world? I'm praying to God, but I'm still, Father, trying to get this message across to these people that are following Satan, because you're going to be splitting the eastern skies real soon, and these people are going to be left screaming their heads off for the rocks and mountains to fall on them to hide them from the wrath of the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ. You're coming back to earth again, Jesus. You're the Father, you're the Son, and you're the Holy Spirit. There's not three gods, there's just one God, Father. And I know, God, you are my Father. God is my Father. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want for anything, because he leads me away from being destroyed and all the people in my church. He leads me by the still waters, because when I did that, I was not frightened any longer. I wasn't frightened in the first place. You told me things, Lord, that I didn't know, and therefore you preserved my life and the lives of the people in this church. And what I just thought, David Koresh must not know you, because if he would have, he would have moved off of that piece of property there and split his church up into different areas, and they would still be alive today, like I'm alive today and the people in my congregation are alive today. These people, Father, in the government were paying to get me assassinated and the people in my church murdered, just like they murdered the people at Waco. So, Father, impress upon the people in the world how wonderful and necessary it is for them to know you spiritually. And the only way we can know you is through the Spirit. And that's why you said we must be born again of the Spirit. We must. People say, well, I'm homosexual. I was born a homosexual or a lesbian. Well, if you were, Jesus says that's why you need to be born again of this Holy Spirit. Because when the Holy Spirit, Father, is in you, in a person, that they cannot sin. They will not sin. They can't. If they're really born of the Spirit, if they're really in your realm, the spiritual realm. Well, Father, I ask that souls are saved, however many that this message reaches, and that the church gets wised up, in other words, strengthened, and they'll start begin exposing Satan, because this is the way we bind Satan on earth, is to expose him. And you talk to me secretly about this wicked, satanic, antichrist government is doing, and therefore I'm still alive. Yes, I had to go to prison, but when I was there, I won a lot of souls, Lord, for you, and you know that. And I really got busy for the Lord there, for you there, Lord. So, Father, edify the church. Let as many souls, hopefully millions or billions of them, will be saved through this message. And I ask it in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The Lord really had me pray a long prayer there. But isn't that something, how President Bush says, I don't care what you, the people, say. I'm the boss. I'm the dictator. So he's telling you right out that there's no democracy here. It's a dictatorship, just as I told you, because the Lord told me that democracy is dictatorship. And they just paint democracy. What's democracy but dictatorship, the Lord says. Thus saith the Lord. So, God is a dictator. He doesn't lie about it. He doesn't tell you, you know, that he's something else. He tells you that, but he's a good dictator. He tells us the right things to do to preserve our lives. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And the lives of our wives and children. And so you men, that's why the Lord tells you, if you really are born again of the Spirit, that you will be saved and so will your household. Now the Lord, through me, is teaching you how to bind the damned devil. And when I say damned, that's not a cuss word. Damned means that he's damned to hell. Amen?
Amen.
And the Lord the devil is damned. He's damned to hell. And hell is not a cuss word, it's a town. It's a town, and the lake of fire is not a cuss word either. It's in the center of the earth. And it's just so sad to know that so many billions of people are going to be frying there forever. Crying and frying. Just a crying and a frying. Now, I don't believe in gospel rap, but if I was a gospel rapper, I'd make a song up called I'm Just a Crying. You know, you people should not be crying and a frying. You should get saved. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. But I do come out of the music industry, and we used to do rap before it ever came popular. Many years ago, it was about 52 years ago. All right, now we have some letters today, amen?
Amen.
And where's the first one from?
From Lusaka, Zambia, Africa.
Okay.
Dear Pastor Lomo, salutations in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I hope God is giving you the fresh anointing for every time you are using it. Pastor, since I started receiving your gospel literature, which explains the things of God and prophecy, I and the ministry are not the same, for there is a great change. God bless you, servant of God. May you send us the cassette tapes in which you explain the Bible and other messages, and other literature which teach about prophecy, leadership, etc. I know there is a reason why God introduced us to you. We will be very grateful and give thanks to God if our request could be considered. God richly bless and guide you and the ministry. Yours in his service, Jacob from Lusaka, Zambia.
Yeah, I was just talking yesterday about people that are self-centered, self-willed. And the Bible talks about it. You must completely die at the cross before you can get rid of yourself. And those are the ones that leave the ministry and try to tear it down because we didn't cater to them like they wanted us to do. The Lord never told me to cater to any person. He told me to serve him. Amen?
Amen?
To cater to the Lord. And so I treat everybody the way they should be treated because the Lord tells me how to treat people. And that's the way I treat them. I treat them as though I were treating the Lord. In other words, if somebody's asking me for something and I know that they need it, I give it to them if I have it. And so that's selflessness. But you take selfish people, that's all they think about is themselves. They're self-centered, and they want to be exalted higher than anyone else in the church. And that's why they go out of the church and make up all kinds of stories about you. There's people that, like the Jews, for instance, they said there was never a Holocaust. And the media picks that up because they, part of the Antichrist movement, hate the Jews. And so, the Lord, I brought a message yesterday in regard to carrying the cross, denying yourself, self, wicked self, nothing self, nothing that is of yourself is going to give you any happiness eternally. Because when you stand before the judgment bar of God, and you're standing before the Lord, and He says, I never knew you. You were not interested in what I said. I said, you must deny yourself, and you must carry a cross. Well, this is the very thing that Peter was rebuking Jesus and said, let it be far from thee. The actual Greek translation of that means, don't harm yourself. Don't let yourself be tortured. Don't let yourself carry the cross or be crucified. Well, if Christ wasn't crucified, and if we're not crucified, we're not going to win any souls to the Lord. That's just the way it is. The Lord would never have been able to save one soul if He didn't go to the cross. And we will never be able to win one soul or do any godly thing if we don't die first out to ourselves and begin serving people as though they were Christ, as the Lord tells you to serve them. Now you say, you say one minute that you're not called to serve people. You're taking it the wrong way. I say serve the people, serve them the gospel, preach the gospel to them, rebuke them when they need it, reprove them when they need it, and compliment them when they deserve it. The Bible says that people that are ministering with the word of God deserve double honor. But these people that are self-serving, they leave the ministry and they talk bad, tell all manner of lies about us and other ministries throughout the world, and they join the actual Antichrist movement. And that's the same as blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. A lot of people don't know what blasphemy is. One good explanation of it, there's several ways that you could blaspheme the Lord. And there's no forgiveness for that here in this world or in the world to come. One of them is that you would be saved and you would have the Spirit of God in you that talks to you and tells you what to do and what not to do for our own good. For our own good. Wasn't that good that the Lord told me? Split out of there, you know, get out of that place, live in an apartment, live in a house. And I did. I moved into an apartment. And get off that ridge. We had a place called Georgia Ridge out in Dyer, Arkansas. And it's called Georgia Ridge. And, they were saying every kind of filthy thing about us, so that when they thought that they did kill us, that people would applaud them for it. And that's what they use the media for, is to downgrade people to where they make you hate them. Just like I remember when I was a kid in school in Lewistown, Montana, the schools had Japanese flags up and German flags up. And they had a rope around there. It was one of these ropes that you see at the Mann's Theater or someplace, or the Kodak Theater, that you can't go across there. But they allowed us children, they said it's really an honorable thing to spit on the Japanese flag and to spit on the German flag. And there are other places that the government had, of course, the Vatican backed the the Germans and the Japanese with money, finances to wage war on America and the whole world. And they are backing the entire government today and the media. Otherwise, they don't have any power, none whatsoever. The Lord is the one, all power in heaven and on earth belongs to the Lord. Well, right now, they're exalting Japanese, and we've given all of our business over to the Japanese, the Chinese, and the Germans. Amen?
Amen.
They're buying all the property here in United States. What property in the United States doesn't belong to the Japanese or the Germans? They're buying all the Las Vegas casinos and everything. Because they don't have to pay taxes. And you can't even give them a parking ticket. You can't do anything to these people. They're from other countries that are leaders because they're part of the Vatican. And Satan is the prince of the air. And he's, the Bible calls him small g, the G-O-D of this earth. Not capital G, but small g. He's the god of this earth. So naturally, they feel the Vatican, who is the Antichrist, and all the people that follow him are Antichrist. They follow him because they figure he's God. And who can make war against this god of this earth, the devil? So that's blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, to be part of the god of this world, to be part of the Vatican, to be part of the government, to be part of the media that's exalting the Pope, and also these supposed to be ministers of the gospel that are exalting the Vatican. Like that Benny Hinn, he just keeps wearing more and more Catholic garb. And I remember watching him on television when Pope John Paul II died. He was right over there with them. He was saying, you know, the Catholic religion is not bad. No, it's only the Antichrist, the Lord tells us. Ahead of the Antichrist movement. So he says, it's not bad. I mean, they believe just like we do. No, they don't. They knock the Bible, and they have a catechism, and they light candles. They've robbed the Jewish religion, the old Jewish religion, of their customs and rituals of lighting candles and burning incense. And I remember before I was saved tonight, before I knew anything, because I was dead in my sins and trespasses, I would go to a Catholic church occasionally, and the guy would be talking in Latin. I couldn't understand a thing he was saying. I just thought, man, it's like metaphysical, like the demon's coven or something. And I went into one of the places in Omaha, Nebraska. It was Creighton University. And I opened up these huge doors to their cathedral there, and a smell, a stench hit me. It was like sulfur, or that somebody had, you know, was like dying in there or something, or that it seemed like 1,000 people had terrible body odor. And it says the Lord is not at all happy with these people. He's not happy with Satan. He never has been, never will be. So that's another way that you can blaspheme the Holy Spirit, is to be part of that organization and not repent when you hear the word of God, the true word of God. They don't preach the true word of God. And then another way you can blaspheme the Holy Spirit is to take the mark of the beast. And they do that, had they been doing that, putting these microchips on fish and on animals for over a half of a century now. They can wave a wand over a stream or a lake and tell how many fish are in there. And right on these chips, they can tell exactly when they put the chip in the fish and how old the fish was when they put it in there. And they can also, they've been putting chips, identification chips, in the ears of cattle so that no one can steal the cattle unless they chop the ear off of the cow. They've been putting them in the forehead of the cow. But, you know, a lot of people rob cows and they cut their heads off and butcher them, and then there's no identification mark. but they can actually trail them, and they're doing the same thing with vehicles now, and they're going to do it to you. If you let them do that, that's blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. Why is it the same as blasphemy of the Holy Spirit? It's because of the fact that there's no forgiveness for it in heaven or on earth. So it's the same thing as blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. Another thing, too, is to say that people like myself that have the Spirit of God in me, that were of the devil. If you say that, then that's blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. And that's the one that Jesus rebuked the Pharisees for, because they stated that he casts out devils by the spirit of Satan, when in reality he was casting out demons by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so when you call the Holy Spirit and people that are filled with the Holy Spirit demons, and that they're operating under the power of Satan, then you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, and you're not going to be forgiven in this world or in the world to come. There's a lot of people that were backsliders from my church. Not near as many as there are from the Catholic cult. There are literally millions of people that have come out of that cult and other cults in this world because they knew that there was something wrong there, that they're not of the Lord. They're cruel, they're crude, and they're killing millions of people, such as Waco and other areas that I don't even, you know, all these different places that they're taking over and killing the leaders, like in Romania, and they say, he was that devil, he's that devil. That's what they have to do, is just pump it into your, the Japs are devils, the Japs are devils, the Germans are devils in World War II. Well, now they're saying they're wonderful, we have to do business with them. Now, what happened to all those demons? Does Satan cast out Satan? Mm-mm. The Lord says no. So did the government couldn't have cast Satan out of them, so they're still the same as they were before. They still worship Buddha, but now they're wonderful. And we buy their radios and cars and TVs and, you know, whatever. So, you know, you people are deceived, and that's why the Bible says that all the world is deceived. Now, we're not of this world, those of us that are born again of the Spirit, and that's why we're not deceived, because this world is not our kingdom. I could care less about this world, because the world is condemned. The Lord has already pronounced judgment on this world, that it's going to burn, and all those that love this world. The Lord says, love not the world. Amen?
Amen.
But he wants you to have God's life living in you. That's what this message is about. This is message number 63. And if you don't have God's life living in you, but you're following after self, that's the first person you have to conquer. You have to, number one, deny yourself. If any man or mankind, that means women also, are to follow me, then they must first, or to be my disciple, they first must deny themselves. Stop doing what you're doing. Stop doing things that God says you shouldn't do, and that means you shouldn't be part of the Antichrist movement. You shouldn't be calling people that are of the Lord that they're of the devil. And that's exactly what, and you shouldn't be calling anybody of the devil if you don't know for sure they are of the devil. Let me tell you, I know that the people that I'm saying are of the devil are of the devil. I knew to get out of off that property in out in Los Angeles, and out of the property in over in Fort Smith, Arkansas, Alma, Dyer, I had to separate myself from there, or else every one of us would be killed. And I had to split the church up into different churches, some in Los Angeles, some in New York, some in Chicago, some in Fort Smith, Alma, Dyer. They can't get you when you're under the Spirit of the Lord. Another time, too, they were coming into, the Lord says, they're coming to kill you. You've got 5 minutes to get out of this place. That was when I was in Las Vegas. And there were several of our people there, and I said, hey, everybody, the Lord just told me if we're not out of here in 5 minutes, we're going to be slaughtered. So I said, just whatever you're going to do, you got 3 minutes to get in the van, and we're gone. And so I had just say, throw whatever you want to take with you and put it in the on the bed, and then wrap it up in a blanket and put it in the van, and off we're going, or the car or whatever. And so we all did that, and we took off, and we went out to Seattle, Washington, to where just some place that the Lord was guiding me out there for some reason. Okay, and about just a few minutes later, one of them wanted to stay. One of them, I guess, didn't believe what the Lord had told me. And so here comes this whole goon squad, government agents, Roman government agents that said they were U.S. agents, and they threw this man and his wife on the floor and stuck a gun barrel down his into his mouth and said he was going to kill him. He says, I'm going to blow your head off. And he says, I'm not. Everybody says that this man looks like me. And they thought he was me, and they actually threw him in a casino, because I told him, just check it out, man. Put on one of my jackets and put on a pair of shades and go into some different businesses there. Sure enough, they grabbed him. They threw him on the floor, about 100 police officers, and they stuck a gun barrel down his throat again over there. And he says, I'm not him. Look at my wallet. And so he looked at all his identification. He says, you look just like him. He said, but I'm not him. So they let him go. What are you wearing his jacket for? Because I make these fancy jackets, you know, that a lot of the movie stars wear them. And Don King wears his on TV all the time. You can see that USA jacket that I designed and had made up. And so they're out to kill. I mean, these people, and for no reason at all I'm just preaching the gospel. These people are doomed to hell. I mean, because if they're saying that I'm of the devil, then why is the devil, would the devil be warning me to escape from the Lord, if they're supposed to be the Lord? is that what they are, the Lord? Huh?
No.
Why would they want to put a gun in my head, or why do they want to kill me and everybody on the ridge? We didn't do anything wrong. We're just preaching the gospel. We're getting people off narcotics and drugs and alcohol, and these drugs are the same ones that the government is bringing in. Through Clinton, they brought tons of that stuff in, and that's old news. That's well known. The Lord told me back then, don't expose him yet. And so if I wasn't number one on his hit list, why did he mention me in his book if I'm not on his mind? I'm on former President Clinton's mind. He just wrote a book of all his memoirs, and he devoted 2 or 3 pages to me, to Sue and myself, and no other gospel group. So that shows that they definitely wanted to kill me and to wipe everybody out in our what they call compound. It was a beautiful ridge with houses and everything. And I built hundreds of homes for the people that were in the ministry and was giving it to them, and they said it was my alter ego, and so they took all their houses away from them, kicked them out on the street, and sold the property for pennies on the dollar. And all of us didn't have a place to live anymore. We worked hard for those houses, and we built apartment houses, and we bought apartment houses and everything for people that were really serving the Lord to live in. And so what they did was just they just went and said, no, that everything belongs to Tony. Tony's living in every one of those houses, hundreds of houses, and all the food that came in, Tony ate. Okay? If I ate all that food, I'd look bigger than Jumbo, that big elephant that was with Barnum and Bailey Circus for years, or Ringling Brothers, one of the two. Much bigger. I'd look like a herd of those elephants. Amen? So see, you see, these people are liars. The government is liars. Clinton was just on television the other day saying he's the world's most well-known sinner, and he was laughing about it like it's a joke, and everybody was laughing with him. The deceived folks, the people that have got him as their God, and Mr. Bush is their God. He's saying that he's your dictator now, that you're not. The government's not of the people, by the people, and for the people, but he's a dictator. I know all these things that the people say is wrong, but I don't care about the people. I want you to know that. That's why I closed my eyes when the World Trade Center was blown up. That's why I don't care anything about that. I'm your dictator. Well, I don't like you as my dictator, Mr. Bush. You're part of the Antichrist movement. And if other people out there like you, like Reverend, these different supposed to be reverends, Hagee, he says, you people have to stop being against President Bush because he's our only hope. No, Reverend Hagee, Jesus is our only hope. Okay? That man is part of the Antichrist movement, and you are not sitting with Christ in heavenly places. You're using canned messages that you heard your daddy preach. That's what you're doing. And the same thing with this Rod Parsley. He's exalting. I think he's the one that said that Bush is the Messiah. And Bush is not the Messiah. He's just the opposite. He's a very stupid person that is taking all the heat away from the Vatican. And he needs to be saved. But if he's blasphemed the Holy Spirit, he'll never be saved. And he's never going to be forgiven in this world or in the world to come. And also, I mean, that's just, you don't need to even mention Benny Hinn because he's so Catholic. It's, ask these people, are you Catholic? If you ever want a person, if you ever want to hear a man tell a lie, just ask them if they're Catholic. Because they say, no, we're Protestants. And they're lying through their teeth. Or ask the Crystal Cathedral, the head of that organization. They're all Catholics. They were celebrating and giving honor and glory to, and the same thing with Billy Graham. But there are people how could you say that he's won millions of souls? We don't see the souls that he won on the streets. I see big herds of people go down to the altar on a Billy Graham campaign, but we're on the streets. Why are they not trying to kill him? Because the Lord said, if they tried to kill me, if they kill me, they're going to kill you. If they persecute me, they're going to persecute you. And I don't see them being persecuted at all. Do you? No, because they're part of the movement. They're part of the movement. Don't you get it? And, you know, I'm not complaining. I'm just, the reason that I'm doing this is to bind the devil on earth. Okay? If somebody was coming over to your house, you could hear burglars around your house, and you call the police. And the police live close to you there, that's where they are. Well, they're not going to rob your place of coming and kill you, will they?
No.
If the cops come. It's hard for Christians to get police officers to come. And so that's why I'm doing this. It's not because I hate them, it's just I love them to pieces. I'm exposing them and in hopes that they'll realize what they're doing because they're so gone. They don't even know. Hopefully they don't know what they're doing. And if they don't know what they're doing, well, I'm going to be like Jesus, say, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. And if they don't receive forgiveness from the Lord, well, then the Lord's going to pour out coals of fire on their heads. Father, I want them to be saved because I know you want them to be saved. But if they blaspheme the Holy Spirit, there's no way they can be saved. Now, the devil, the Antichrist movement, is going to come to you and tell you, no, you know, they're stealing credit cards. They're stealing people's identity. That's what that whole buildup is about. That's the buildup. Now, there's no way that they can steal your identity if you have a chip, because no one's going to have your chip on them. And when they wave a wand over the chip on your forehead or on your hand, right hand, then people will know that it's really you. Okay? credit cards could be stolen. Many people impersonate other people. I had a person that was trying to steal my identity. He was out somewhere in Tennessee saying he was Tony Alamo. And I can understand why people would want to be me, as blessed as I am. Amen?
Amen.
And, you know, I've been told that I have a good personality and so on and so forth, and so I can understand that. But, I mean, the FBI was calling me and saying, you want to prosecute this guy, or do you want us to put him in jail? I says, well, why are you asking such a silly question? Of course I want him to stop using my identity. I don't have any credit cards because the government won't let me have them. They've already sanctioned me, you know, that they've sanctioned me because I'm such an evil person, because I preach Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Spirit, and I'm leading people to the Lord. And so, therefore, they've already clamped down on me. I'm probably one of the first ones who can't buy or sell with credit cards. But pretty soon they're going to come and try to put a chip on you. And if you take it, that's you blaspheme the Holy Spirit. And you may say, well, how are we going to feed our wives and children? God will provide a way. If you read the Bible, you'll see that God will provide a way. He fed over 3 million Jews in the wilderness. He gave them water out there, and he got manna down on the earth every day. Well, we just can't live on manna. Well, then go ahead and blaspheme the Holy Spirit and go to hell. That's your choice. You won't be living on just manna. God will provide a way where you'll have more than you ever had before. Okay? Now, we don't have time to read any more letters. I mean, I just asked the Lord to take over this service. He really did, didn't he?
Amen.
Wasn't it interesting? You know, I'm not a good talker, but when the Lord, but the Lord is, amen?
Amen.
So this, what you've heard today, is not me. It's the Lord that's been talking to you and telling you these things. And for what? To sanction you? No. To help you, to save you, to save your soul, to show you the necessity of having the Holy Spirit in you, and for the necessity of you hearing from the Lord and you being able to talk to God. God, what should I do? And then the Lord answers back. And sometimes, even when I'm not talking to the Lord, I'm up there, but all of a sudden there's the phone rings. You know, it's like the Lord knows how to get the Spirit to where it just quickens me to, what's up, Lord? Got to get out of here. Well, I don't sit there and say, well, why? Why must I get out of here? I'm not going to ask that stupid. He says, just get out within 5 minutes for your debt. Why? No. I just said, get your stuff and get out. Trust the Lord. Amen. With all your heart.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Trust Him with all your heart. That's what faith is. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, well, Sharon, I guess we'll come and read a little something that I've written before. We've got 5 more minutes before we have to end this program. And we'll do a little bit of how to have God's life living in you. I've already told you the reason why you have to have God's life living in you. That's a real good reason, because somebody could be coming to kill you or put a mark on you. And if you don't believe me and you know the Lord will say, don't take it. Because I don't want you to go to hell. The minute you take that, you've sealed your doom. You've sealed your fate. Your destiny. Okay, go ahead. Where are we at here?
God is the God of the living, not a God of the dead.
Right. I'm not preaching death to you folks. You know, we live here for a very short time. The Bible says we're grass. We're like grass. We're like vapors. We're here for a moment. We're like spirits living in an earthen vessel. We're grassy, we're vapory. And what else are we?
And shadows.
Yeah, we're like shadows that come and go. Vapors. So whatever amount of time that you have to deny yourself and take up the cross hurts. It hurt Jesus. And it's going to hurt, seemingly it'll hurt you because you've lived a wanton life. You, Johnny Lunchpail, Otto Overtime, you know you, and Timmy Time Clock, you now are able to have credit cards. You can live like a king now. And that's going to be something for you to just say, I can't give up my credit cards. I don't have a credit card. Do you think I'm crying about that? The government knows every single thing you're buying. Not that I care. My phones are tapped. And I don't care that they tap me or know what I'm buying, because I'm not buying drugs, alcohol, or anything like that and bringing it home with me or any such thing. So I don't care what they hear me say on the phone, because I'm witnessing and testifying and telling people what to do, that the Lord is telling me to tell them what to do. So it doesn't bother me. But I'd like to have their phones tapped. Wouldn't that be a revelation? Amen?
Amen.
Boy, I know what they're saying. I know what they're doing. Just like, how do I know to move off the property? When they were paying, people have testified, in government agents have testified that they were willing to pay them huge amounts of money to kill me and the people at the church. But how would I know that unless I knew the Lord? Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so I'm not preaching death. I'm preaching death to your old life, because your old life is worthless. The death of you is nothing, because you're exchanging the end of your former life for life immortality. Immortality. Life eternal in heaven with Jesus. And so if you have to miss a few meals, if you can't go to the Copacabana or wherever you like to dine, or some of you think you're sitting high on the hog if you go down to Wendy's or McDonald's. That's something, you know, like I was in France and they have the best steak au poivre in the whole world there, you know, or food. There's the top chefs of the world. They're the best cooks in the world. And you say, oh, no, Mama's the best cook. Well, okay, you can have it your way. Some of you think McDonald's is the best cooks, all right? So you can have it your way. That doesn't make any difference. But some people, they go to the gas chamber or to death. They want a last meal, and they order like a McDonald's hamburger and some fries and a Coke. No, if I'm going to my death and I get the last supper, give me an order of steak au poivre from one of the finest French restaurants in town, and I'll be happy. But the Lord told me not to eat beef, because they're going to kill me anyway. I might as well have one, right? All right. This is, you know, logic, godly logic. Amen. Hey, Tony. All right. Okay, what else have we got here?
Living ones that are in the body of Christ must be like Christ, noisy, in the Spirit, doing what the Lord says.
Yeah, I think I'm a little noisy, right? Okay, then what else?
Not necessary with regulations.
Yeah, with these customs and ceremonies and rituals and things like that. That's not what it's about. It's about winning souls, and all the people that are really of the Lord, they have a desire to go down the streets and win souls, because the Lord said if we don't, we're going to be destroyed. It's the same message the Lord gave me. If I don't get off the property and open up other churches, I'm going to be destroyed and everybody in the church. So he tells you the same thing. He said if you don't get the literature out, you're going to be destroyed, everybody in the church. If you don't get the word out, everybody in the church, because they're going to build up, they're going to say, they're devils. But once people read my literature and hear me preaching on the radio, you know I ain't no devil. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's people that I've known ever since I was a boy that know me today, and they say, Tony is no devil. He's the same way today as he was then, only now he's not running around on the town or anything. Now he's preaching the gospel. And when Tony does something, he does it because he believes in it. Amen. And I had a Beatles album that Pete Best gave me for doing the promotion for him. He's the former drummer of the Beatles. That thing is worth over $100 million, and I've never sold it. I'm not in the ministry for money, okay? I see my time is up. Boy, I've been so loud on this program today. So those of you that want to have this Spirit of God living in you, and for what? So that you're the Spirit of God can keep you to where you don't sin anymore, and so that you can have the Lord telling you secrets of what people try to destroy you and all these things. And so just say this prayer and the Lord will enter into you, and you'll be a new creature. You'll be a spiritual creature. You won't be carnal anymore. Of course, you're still going to have the body that you're living in, but the Spirit of God and your spirit will be revived, and you'll have the power to put the lusts of your flesh to death. You won't want the things that you wanted before. You'll love the things that you didn't want. You'll love to be saved. You'll love to read the Bible. You'll love to pray. You'll love to witness and testify. So just say this prayer. Say, Father, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe that He died on the cross and shed His precious blood for the forgiveness of all my sins. And I believe that you, God, you, Jesus, raised yourself up by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open up the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all the filthy sins that I've committed before away in the precious blood that you shed for me on the cross at Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says that all that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I'm calling upon you, Lord. And therefore, I know that you're everywhere. You're omnipresent. You're in the air. You know everything that we're doing, everything we've ever done, and everything that we were planning to do. But Lord, you want us to plan our life according to what your word tells us to do. And therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands up in praise and thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Now here's four ways that you can receive a copy of this tape, a Bible, messages from that I've written before, that you can leaflets, that you can distribute throughout the Messiah book, and very important messages for your soul and for the souls of your loved ones, and even you can go out on the street and distribute these. You'll be a distributor, an evangelist of the Lord, an angel. An angel is a messenger bringing the message to the world of how to bind Satan on this earth and how to have life eternal. Okay, here is four ways to receive tape number 165. And please let us know whether you want a tape or a CD. Go ahead.
Go to alamoministries.com. Or write Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370, or fax area code 479-782-7406.
Okay, I pray that I've brought you up to date and that you were interested in the program. Until tomorrow, make sure you tune in tomorrow, because that'll be tape number 64 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. Till then, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord.